75 years ago today, an American era ended. It was the Roaring Twenties, an age of decadence and a young Duke Ellington. Then came Black Tuesday, the most notorious day of the Wall Street crash of 1929. Panicked investors sent stocks tumbling by 12%. James Kaplan is a Wall Street attorney and historian. He says on October 24th, leading bankers had bought up large blocks of stock above the stock's market price in an attempt to stem the growing alarm.
The following Monday, things began to fall, and the following Tuesday, October 29th, it was clear that the bottom fell out of the market. And this meant that all the people, these individual investors who had come into the market in the 1920s, who had placed their faith in Wall Street and their faith in the leaders of American capitalism, soon saw their investments wiped out.
Black Tuesday usually marks the point where the Great Depression began. Later reforms were designed to prevent such a major crash from ever happening again.